Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are delighted to have you here, and shout out to our partners. Thank you so much for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. Mom, we have a really great guest today.
Oh, they will love her. Jennifer Eves, and it's on inner healing and deliverance. So it's really, really excellent, because I think probably everybody will apply to them. You've had things that bothered you. This will be a blessing to you, to say the least. So you need to get maybe 5 or 6 books and pass them on. That's good.
And you know, as well, Mom, here's an encouraging testimony.
Yes.
Rosina prayed with our ministry for her son-in-law and daughter to get pregnant and be able to afford a house. After receiving prayer, they moved into a townhome, and her daughter is 3 months pregnant. That's
super.
Such an answer to prayer. And you have needs in your life as well. You have needs in relation to your finances. You probably have needs for your health and medical issues. You might have some family issues that you're struggling with or navigating, some relationship issues, maybe your employment. Maybe you're at a decision point and you have to really have God's input on what's the choices I should make here. Maybe you're watching and you're struggling with some emotional issues, some depression or things that are just kind of in your background that are difficult. I want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God answers prayer and that nothing is impossible with God. And in just a second here, you're going to see an interview with Jennifer Eves. This interview is super, super helpful and speaks to trauma. Trauma that maybe you've had in your background, you've experienced, you've ever been diagnosed with PTSD, any kind of trauma and the ripples of trauma. This is a really powerful interview for you to see that God can step into that space and bring transformation from trauma.
Most of us need help to look at the pain and fear that grips our lives and find the courage and stamina it takes to work on breaking free. God is eager to work with you to deliver and restore you to health and wholeness. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you The Inner Healing and Deliverance Handbook by Jennifer Eves. In her book, Jennifer equips you with biblical and practical tools you need to reach full restoration. We will also send you Marilyn's Beauty for Ashes CD, Total Healing Book, and Healing Scripture Card. No matter what losses you've suffered, rejection, depression, or difficult relationships, you can find healing and a fresh start. And for your gift of $60 or more, we will also send you our Healing Anointing Oil. Use this oil as you pray for healing and freedom over yourself, your family, and your home. God wants you to be healed and whole. Call or click today.
Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so happy to have you joining with us today. I have a special guest to introduce to you, Jennifer Eves. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're so happy you're here.
I'm glad
we're
to be here.
Happy.
And Jennifer, we've known you for, I think, well over 10, probably 15 years.
Yes.
Somewhere along that line. You've written lots of books. Your newest one, this is the newest one,
uh-huh.
Inner Healing and Deliverance Handbook, which I love. But not everybody in our audience is familiar with you. So can you give us a quick little bio and then we'll jump into your book?
Absolutely. My husband and I, we've been in ministry for well over 25 years in the same location, but we've gone from one campus to several campuses now, including a thriving online campus. I didn't give my life to Jesus till I was a freshman in college. I grew up in the Mormon church, and so it was a real shock for me to step into ministry so quickly, but you know, God has a way of working things out. I didn't have any of the history, so he can work fresh with me. Same with my husband, and God has done a really great work in our church and in the region and throughout the globe as a result, and I give all glory to him.
Mm-hmm. That's completely cool. And in this book, Inner Healing and Deliverance, you give some really raw background from your upbringing.
I do.
And it didn't come like until the memories didn't start to surface until like well into your 40s.
Yeah, I really had a great testimony. I mean, people have filmed my testimony, what I knew about it. And then what I didn't know about it, because I had gaps of time missing in my childhood that I couldn't remember, and I didn't question, probably because I wasn't ready in my own heart to deal with some things that took place. But when I was 47 years old, my memories started to surface. I started to remember the things I couldn't remember, and they were horrific. They were like They were like horror movies, and I'm not exaggerating, nightmares. And I actually didn't think it was real. I thought I was losing my mind. I thought I was going psychotic. And to be honest with you, at the end of the day, that would have been an easier explanation for me. Just put me on a pill, I'm losing my mind, and that would have been an easier explanation. But everything I was remembering was real. And so I had to go through the process of inner healing and deliverance, also Christian trauma therapy, because it all works together. We're spirit, soul, and body. Or you taught us that, spirit, soul, and body. And I had to go through quite a journey of healing. I had to decide if I even wanted to be healed, because that meant I had to face memories and pain that nobody around me has ever even walked through. We may have read about it, but they haven't walked through it. Nobody really knew how to help me. I had support, but they didn't really know how to walk me through it. I had to figure that piece out. But God is good, and I'm here now, and I have a book, and I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm. You might be watching, and maybe you've had trauma in your background, memories from your childhood. We'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We know God can absolutely walk you through the process and bring you into freedom. But talk to me on some of the specific things, because, we can say, I had trauma. Yeah. And so what are some of the specific things that you came to your memory?
Yeah, specifically, my bio father, he was from Hollywood, and he worked in the financial industry, and he was connected to the Hollywood pedophile cult network. And I say network because it is a group of people, and it is organized. And so I was subjected to all of that, and I could tell you very horrible things. You've probably read about some things. Well, I would tell you that it's all true, and then some. And it's every horrible nightmare you could even think of. And so I was subjected to it. I saw it. I witnessed it. And it was one of those things where it's so horrible that the only way you survive it is you do something called dissociation. You dissociate, you separate inside, you block it out. And it seems like, how does a person do that? Well, the mind will actually protect you. And my mind protected me, and it worked back then, but it doesn't work forever. And you actually experience trauma inside, internally. Your heart's impacted. Your belief structure's impacted. You carry things in your emotions and even in your physical body that until you walk it out, work it out, it will stay there and it'll eventually collapse you, especially something on that level. Well, I avoided collapse, but not by much. And so I had to choose, do I want to face those kind of memories and actually walk through how that impacted me? What do I believe? And I decided to do that because I wanted to finish. I wanted to finish my race. We're encouraged to finish, and I wanted to do it for my children.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, you started having some of these memories. Was there a tipping point when you started to remember this stuff? What was the trigger for that?
Well, when you have things on the inside of you that haven't been resolved, there's always fruit, because the seed time and harvest, Genesis 8, that applies for every area of life. I had fruit. I had rage. I had a core rage, core hatred inside of me, and I didn't know why it was there. It was ridiculous, and I finally went to get some help with that, and once I started opening that up, the storyline started to emerge. And that's where it got really serious. I thought I was just going to deal with some hate and some rage, some old hate and rage. Let's get rid of this. No, there was a whole storyline underneath all of that. And so I started to work through that. I started to work through memories of sacrifices and rituals, which you have to deal with the spiritual side of that, because that's an open door. When you have spiritual covenants out there, whether you initiate it or not, whether it's done against you, but you have those bindings, Satan works like a lawyer. He believes he has a contract on you. Doesn't care if you gave your life to Jesus. I had to actually nullify those covenants and deal with the pain of what happened, being forced into a pagan marriage, that kind of level of stuff. Wow. Against my will as a young teenager. How did that affect my marriage? Well, now I knew why some things were there. So I had to work that out, and I had to look at it and look at the horror of it. And I had to get courage from God. I had to get words from the Lord, his written word, his personal word. But he is good. He is a healer. He will walk you through.
Yes.
He will walk you through, but you're going to have to go through literally the valley of the shadow of death. and decide that I'm not going to fear evil more than I fear God. I'm going to finish my race.
Mm-hmm. You might be watching right now. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're in so much pain, it's just difficult. And maybe you're just like, well, I can't even do those memories. You know, there's lots of repression and those kinds of things. We would love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website, give us the opportunity and honor to get to pray for you. And, you know, Jennifer, as you were kind of working through this stuff, because you talk about it being a journey and a process.
Yes.
What did that look like just on a regular average day for you?
Well, in the beginning, I knew that I was in trouble. I knew that I could collapse. And I just understood it because I studied it. I'm like, people with this level of trauma, what happens to them? I'm like, statistically not good. Okay, it just wasn't good. I had to really consider what was in front of me. And I instinctively started putting things around me. I started putting a prayer team around me, an accountability team. I got my church board involved. I got a Christian trauma therapist that knew how to deal with what I was dealing with. I got a very good inner healing deliverance counselor that knew how to walk people through the things that I was walking through. So the resources were there, and I had to put things in place. A healing team. I needed a healing plan, a healing team. I needed to slow down a bit so that I could heal because I travel the world. But at the same time, I needed to still minister because I needed to have a distraction. And so that was my journey, my process. A lot of late nights, a lot of questions, a lot of asking the Lord why, having to be okay with, I don't understand why. Why is there so much evil in the world? Why didn't God protect me? You know, that's a question everybody asks. They get mad at God. Well, what are we going to do about this, God? And having and letting him respond to me, you know, over those hard questions that I asked the Lord. I was very candid with God. Why?
What did he say?
And he, you know, we go back to the world. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. These things did happen. Okay, can't change that. But we can change the future. And it can be a very, very good future.
I love
this. And he'll give me double for my shame. He's going to give me a double recompense. And he started talking to me. And he's going to bless me. And he's going to bless me for my decisions.
Mm-hmm. That's totally good. I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you. Of course, whatever emotional needs. Maybe you have childhood trauma. Maybe you have trauma, PTSD. PTSD is a very common thing, actually. Mm-hmm. And we see it in our world in a variety of expressions, ways, and experiences. But hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And of course, grab your copy of Inner Healing and Deliverance Handbook. One of the things I love about this handbook is at the end of every chapter, Jennifer does kingdom reflections, kingdom questions. Extremely helpful, very practical, super real, raw, and honest. Grab your copy.
Most of us need help to look at the pain and fear that grips our lives and find the courage and stamina it takes to work on breaking free. God is eager to work with you to deliver and restore you to health and wholeness. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you The Inner Healing and Deliverance Handbook by Jennifer Ivas. In her book, Jennifer equips you with biblical and practical tools you need to reach full restoration. We will also send you Marilyn's Beauty for Ashes CD, Total Healing Book, and Healing Scripture Card. No matter what losses you've suffered, rejection, depression, or difficult relationships, you can find healing and a fresh start. And for your gift of $60 or more, we will also send you our healing anointing oil. Use this oil as you pray for healing and freedom over yourself, your family, and your home. God wants you to be healed and whole. Call or click today.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And I tell you, we're talking about generational curse of hatred. What is that? And how does a person get free from that?
Well, that was one of the things that I was dealing with, was hatred. And I know from the word, you know, you think about Isaac and Ishmael, they had a hate between them. And you see it today. What started back then, you see it today. So I knew the principle. I knew that if I continued in hatred, because I was in a state of hatred, I hated somebody. That was what brought me originally to get some help, and when everything began to open up on me. But what started it was this hatred. And I know that if this lasts in you, it will pass through the bloodline into your children, and it will show up somehow. And so this was really important for me to finally get to the bottom of this thing. I did get to the bottom of this thing, but the thing about hatred I've learned personally, it's different than anger and rage. It's different. Anger is a signal, you know, but we're counseled not to let the sun go down on our anger, because it becomes a foothold for the enemy. Well, anger can turn to rage. Rage can cause you to do stuff in the heat of the moment, but rage can turn to hatred, and that's embedded. And that's the place where I was at. I was thinking I could just deal with what my hatred was, you know, and it was, again, connected to all of that history that I had. And I thought I could just deal with that and I would be over it. No, it's very embedded, and it has taken a long time to work out the feeling, the pattern, the emotion of hatred. But I have to. It's going to show up in my kids. If I don't get rid of it, it's going to show up in my kids and my grandkids, because that's, the Bible shows us that it can go all the way through the bloodline generations until somebody stops it. And so I had to do it. We had to do it for our kids, of this, even if it's hard.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And you might be watching right now, and maybe you're dealing with some of these exact emotions, these exact things. You're dealing with hatred. You're dealing with rage or anger, any of those. We would love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and we really think and know that God can absolutely deliver you and help you to have freedom in those areas. But I think anger, rage, hatred, those are some expressions of trauma.
They are.
They're reactions to it.
Yeah, if you want to know if there's something going on with you, you know, look at the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, where the Lord has done his work in you, there's going to be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all of the fruit of the Spirit. That's fruit. Where Satan has a grip in your heart, there's going to be fruit. You're going to have bouts of rage, bouts of hatred. You're going to do ungodly things. You're going to get into immorality. You're going to do stuff. That's fruit. I know people with food disorders, and I know the medical community will position it a certain way and explain it a certain way, but I found most of the time there is a root to the reason why they have a food disorder, you know, self-hatred, body shaming, something like that. And there's a root to that, and if we get to the root of that, they can actually break free of the bulimia or the anorexia. And so this is the thing about fruits and roots. A lot of times we judge people for the fruits. I'm like, stop it. That is the fruit. That's not the root. We've got to get things at the root. If you get the root out, the behavior will resolve.
I think that's such a significant truth and reality.
Deal.
And you might be watching, listening right now, and, you know, I watch us as Christians. We try to window dress. Try to change the behavior. We try to, you know, and whatever. But the root, we don't deal with the root, so then it keeps cycling back. Mm-hmm. And it comes in different ways, different forms, expressions, because we don't deal with the root. What's the cause?
Right.
And for you, dealing with the cause,
yes.
Where do you see the fruit of that now?
Well, I've seen it in the fruit of the Spirit. I can love more. I have greater joy. All my relationships have changed because I have changed from the inside out. I get frustrated when we're told to, you know, get rid of your hate, get rid of your unforgiveness in a 10-minute altar call. I'm just like, it does not work that way. It's a good start, you know, and it's a great place to start. But at the same time, your process is huge with these kind of things. And when we see the fruit of the demonic kingdom showing up in our lives, we have to start asking ourselves, why is that there? And sometimes it's buried, but the Holy Spirit will put his light on it and help you to work through what started that, where you came in agreement with some ungodly lie because something happened and it got a grip in your heart and now it's bearing all sorts of fruit in your life. Mm-hmm. And we want to get to that. We want to do that. It's not easy, but on the other side of it is so worth it.
Mm-hmm. There's life and vitality and vibrancy and resurrection, the whole thing.
Right.
So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would help you to go to the root and have the courage to do the process. Jennifer, in your process, did you find yourself 3 steps forward, 1 step back?
Oh, yeah. Very frustrated. I had to learn to have empathy for myself when I had a bad day. I actually had to give myself permission to go through rough feelings, ungodly feelings, because the feelings were there, because I knew where I was going. I wasn't gonna stay there, but they were there. I had to acknowledge them and be okay being angry that day, being okay, like, I don't like that person today, or I'm still upset with this. I have some really horrible feelings and I wanna do something really stupid right now. And just have, those are emotions. You know, and learning how to put them in the right place, but actually acknowledge them and not throw myself out like the trash because I was having those kind of feelings on a particular day or season.
Mm-hmm. And shame. Shame is a thing as well.
Huge.
So help us with shame, because I think there's a whole boatload of shame in Christianity. Shame on you. Right? I mean, seriously.
Okay, I'll give you an example. There's a lot of ministers who have sexual issues. Now, I'm grateful I didn't go that direction. I dealt more with hatred and rage and that kind of thing. But those that have sexual issues and it comes up, they get caught and we shame them. We absolutely shame them. How can you recover in an environment of shame? And I would like to say that majority of people who have those issues, well, that is fruit. It's not the root. And so if shame's involved, they can't get to the root so they can change and modify the external behavior. And so it's one of those cyclical things with shame. We shame people, and we don't love them when love is what it helps people to walk through it. If they will actually get ready to position themselves to deal with it, having an environment that loves them will help them.
Mm-hmm. So Jennifer, you have a wonderful book, Inner Healing and Deliverance Handbook.
Yes.
So it's not something that you just, one quickie.
No.
It's a process.
Yes.
It seems like everything is a process.
It is.
Doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too. So I like this and I think you should have it. But, you know, I wouldn't get just one book because you know people who need this. So, you know, get 4 or 5 books and let us pray for you and believe God. We don't counsel, but we pray. So, you know, we don't have time to counsel, but prayer and the book will give you the counseling that you need. Trust me, I've read it. It's really, really good. So believe with me that you can have freedom. You can have freedom. Because when I pray the promises, it moves the mountains. You know, the Bible says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that the things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So this book is a great book to say the right things. You must get it. I would say get 4 or 5, because I like to pass it on. And sometimes I sit outside my house and my neighbors come over. And, you know, I try to read books when I'm out there. And so they say, what are you doing? Well, I'm reading a good book. And so I get to pass it on. So sometimes books give you wonderful opportunities, and I like opportunity.
It's really good. And, you know, you might be watching right now and you're struggling with shame. Maybe you have been shamed. Maybe you've had believers, Christianity, small groups, Bible studies where you have been shamed, or maybe you've been a part of shaming somebody. God wants to set you free, either through forgiveness or to absolutely forgive yourself. Maybe you're ashamed of yourself, things you've done. We would love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. And shame doesn't need to control and dominate you. You can have freedom, and he whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and you can live shame-free. Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
This has been a super powerful interview. Jennifer, would you pray for our audience?
I'd love to. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that you are so good, that Lord, that you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. And Lord, I pray for every single person that has dealt with the worst of the worst. And right now, they don't know that they can come out of it. They don't know for further freedom in their life. They have no idea where to start. But you're the answer, Jesus, and I pray that you would speak. You would speak a personal word to them. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. So, Lord, I pray that you begin to make people free. Do you want to be made well? Of course you do. Lord, I thank you that you are making people well, that, Lord, you're giving to people a next step, the next step in the process of their healing, so they can become wholehearted, they can have a capacity in their life that they didn't know that they could possibly have. I thank you, Lord, that you are lifting trauma out of their spirit, soul, and body, lifting it out of them, healing them, setting them on their feet, Lord, giving them hope and courage again. In your name, Jesus.
Amen. You know, this is the best day of your life. So thank God, you know, that things, God is doing new things, and you're going to trust him, and he's going to lead you. So this is the best day of your life, because Jesus lives big in you today.